This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers that are out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so that we can get our mail delivered to us. And let's not forget the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, too. Tom and his crew, appreciate those guys very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram the same way. Find us over there as Captain's America, at Captain's America, you'll get us over there. And don't forget, we have our website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Truck on over there and see what we have to offer over there. You'll see a lot of different things there. That you'll be interested in checking out, I'm sure. All right. Well, joining us right now from the frozen tundra, which may not be all that frozen, but it might be wet up there, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and, of course, the Ron Edwards American Experience. And you get an experience when you go there. Isn't that right, Mr. Ron Edwards?
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, we had a little election last night in Maryland. Couple of interesting surprises there. The incumbent state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, was defeated by a gentleman, and I never really did care much for her and the way she conducted business in Maryland, so I think that's a good thing. And it appears that on the Republican side of things, Donald Trump's choice got in. They're going to be running on the Republican side. And on the Democratic side, it appears that Nancy Pelosi's choice got beat, and some other person wound up coming in there. So we'll see what happens. And Chris Van Hollen, of course, who was a first-term U.S. senator, he is still going to be going back to run for his position, so no surprises there.
Yeah, absolutely. We do hope that, you know, Maryland does turn at least purple. Kind of get away from this solid blue that has been under for quite a while, and that Donald Trump's choice will make it. Hopefully Donald Trump made a good choice in this case, because some of his choices if you look at it honestly, have not been too good.
And some of his choices, and some of his choices aren't choices at all. All he did was not change his endorsement from what it was the last time around, which doesn't mean he endorsed anybody. He just left it the way it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which is what he's done here in our backyard. But anyway, is what it is. By the way, the price cap on Russian oil could drive the price of that oil up to $140 a barrel. And I was just talking to Chris Markowski, and he said it could go as high as $200 a barrel.
Yeah, I did read that, that it could go that high. Absolutely correct. You know, they keep... See, this trouble that we're having with Russia would not have occurred in the first place had they not been poking the bear for years. And they have been messing with Putin. And when it comes to the border issue over there and other nefarious details, and it kept going. And so here we are, Captain, with the invasion and the results of that invasion. And now they want to have a stupid proposal which would further aggravate the bear and aggravate the economy. How are you going to artificially keep a price down like that anyway and then force the crude oil price to actually bounce up much higher on the open market, which would do what?
If they
hurt our economy even more.
If they realize that Donald Trump is going to come back and run for public office and he's serious about it, because right now they're not sure whether or not he's serious. There's all sorts of factors here that are still in the play, in the works. But if they realize that he's serious and going to come back, you watch and see what happens.
Yeah, and see, if Donald Trump had been in office, this would not have happened. All of this mess we're talking about right now, this wouldn't even be a discussion.
Yep. All right, well, 12% or fewer of both Republicans and Independents trust the newspapers or TV news anymore. No shock to me.
Well, Americans' trust in news organizations hit a historic low. Man, and can you blame the situation? America's news networks and newspapers have turned into nothing more than Democrat Party rah-rah rags, basically. And in many cases, they've been misinformation. They've been out-and-out lies, especially if you look at CNN and MSNBC's. Those networks, and so...
Hold that thought, because we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more. Folks, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience. Jeff is going to take us to break, so have at it, Jeff.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early show.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The founding fathers of the United States said goodbye to the British Empire over taxes they recognized as economic abuse. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The amount of British taxes levied against the colonists were almost nothing compared to the Communist Manifesto taxes we put up with today. For example, the government says, tax his land, tax his bed, tax the table at which he is fed, tax his tractor, tax his mule, teach taxes are the rule, tax his work, tax his pay, he works for pennies anyway, tax his cow, tax his goat, tax his pants, tax his coat, tax his ties, tax his shirt, tax his work, tax his dirt, tax his tobacco, tax his drink, tax his mind if he tries to think, tax his beers. If he cries, tax his tears. When he screams and hollers, then tax him some more. Tax him till he's good and sore. Then, when it's his time, tax his coffin, tax his grave, tax the sod in which he is laid. Put those words upon his tomb, taxes drove me to my doom. Then, when he's gone, do not relax. It's time to apply for the inheritance tax. It's time, my friends, to demand economic liberty. I'm Ron Edwards. Brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. All you've got to do is go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display over on the RonEdwards.com website and make your purchase. Now, I'll tell you what. Constitutional Grounds is something that I got right here in my hand. Let me give a little sample here. Oh, boy. That is so good. And let me tell you something. It's non-acidic. And I like to drink coffee. I sip usually in my Turbis tumbler a couple of tumbler fulls during the course of the night. And it does not upset my stomach or bother me. A lot of people it does. Now, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that
you want in your cup.
Who was that masked man? Who was that masked man? All right. Well, let's go back to what we were talking about there, masked man. Yeah, I know it's funny. Okay. The Office of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg dropped all the charges against the 61-year-old deli worker, Jose Alba, who fatally stabbed an attacker earlier this month. Now, he had been over at Rikers Island for the past couple of weeks, and come to find out, the guy had not been treated for the injuries that he suffered, and infection has set in some of the wounds that he's got. Now, that's pretty doggone sorry, if you ask me, but nobody's asking.
Well, you know, the Mr. Alvin Bragg, I guess you could call him the Soros lapdog, basically. And to take an individual who simply protected himself to a place like Rikers Island, my God in heaven. The DA's office filed a motion in Manhattan Criminal Court to dismiss the case only because of a huge, and I mean it was a huge backlash from the New Yorkers. Finally, they're standing up for what was right in that city. But it was so huge, he had no choice, basically. He didn't want to. Trust me on that. But he did because of the demand of the people. And that's what happens when people come together in a huge way for what is right. We can get good results. That's what I got out of this.
Now, former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has bowed out of another election, this time running for Congress. He just couldn't get any satisfaction. Nobody wanted to support him. So he bowed out 37 days before the election.
Well, that's a good thing for the people of New York. I mean, the guy almost single-handedly killed the greatest city in the world. And now he wants to go to Congress. And thank God that there was not enough support for him to continue. And so maybe he can go and retire or go do something else and, I don't know, go flip hamburgers or something. People don't need him, and he needs to go away permanently.
Bill's Burgers, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Now, Vice President Kamala Harris likened abortion bans to slavery in a speech at the NAACP National Convention in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the other day. She said, and I quote, "We must also take steps to protect other fundamental freedoms."
How do you tie murdering babies wholesale the way they've been murdered at such a high level, especially in the black community? How do you connect that to slavery or anything like that? I mean, these people choose to kill their babies, and it has nothing to do with freedom or anything like that. The woman is just out of her mind, and they're focused on killing babies. And actually, to be honest with you, Captain, at the high level, the black Americans have been killing their babies, so many that the black population has been actually shrinking in this country. I mean, they're doing the bidding of the racist Democrats who have wanted to get rid of blacks ever since before Margaret Sanger. So she, in my opinion, is just another one that needs to go and flip burgers or whatever.
All right. Now, I got an email here from one of our engineers. His name is, let's see here. Let me get this correct here. Okay. So I got an email from one of our engineers, and he's talking about the transformer that blew up at the Hoover Dam yesterday. You saw that, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. He's saying transformers, in my years of experience with them, typically fail, which includes exploding due to being overloading. Now, typically the ones that explode are filled with mineral oil to transfer heat from the copper winglings to the exterior of the box or in case they reside in. Now, while conducting the actual electricity to the case, which is always grounded, it would negate the functionality of a transformer, which is designed to raise or lower voltage output in comparison to the voltage being put into it. Now, he's talking about the explosion in his final sentence here. He says, The explosion probably occurred because the oil was heated beyond its flash point. And when exposed to oxygen, and yes, I was a fireman. I know what that's all about. I used to run into the, we used to have to go into the power plants that we had around us and respond, even though they had extinguishers and sometimes the fire would be out when we got there. Not all the time, but heat plus fuel plus oxygen equals the combination that we have. And thanks very much for my pal up there in Minnesota sending it to me. But that's what happened yesterday. The box got overloaded, and it blew up. And thank God they had everything working because it put the fire out. Otherwise, they would have had a fire to chase around in a power plant.
Yeah, and hopefully that it has not affected the output of energy, because right now we're in an energy situation in this country that's not too good. And that's the last thing we need to do to have to contend with right now, especially out west. You've got certain problems concerning water and energy and all that. So hopefully they can make repairs very quickly.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, we're going to go to the phone line here. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Yeah, concerning Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan. He would have been handed a pink slip if Andrew Giuliani would have won the primary, the gubernatorial primary here in New York State that took place, I believe it was late June. And Eric Adams, his job would have been on the line also with the law and order candidate. Mayor Giuliani's son, Andrew. But here we go again. I do believe that those machines, those electronic machines, had a lot to play in this, in that race to getting, Lee Zeldin, on the ticket for the Republican, gubernatorial race against, Kathy, Braindead Hochul. But that's the case. I mean, Alvin Bragg, as a result of Giuliani,
okay,
hopefully would have won. Bragg would have been down the road.
All right.
And Eric Adams would have been on the line.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, he's talking about New York, of course, and all that stuff up there. By the way, we've run out of time coming to the end of the segment. So tell us how to hear your program.
Well, simply, thank you, Captain. Go to TheVonEdwards.com. That's my website, and there you will see a listing of places and times where you can catch the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, as well as the original full commentary. And thank you again, Captain.
All right, we'll talk to you on Saturday morning.
Absolutely. Bye now.
Thank you. Okay, take care. That's Ron Edwards. And, of course, he's hosted the Edwards Notebook. You hear that three times a week. And you also hear the Ron Edwards segment on Wednesday and on Saturday. We'll be right back. Patrick Hyland coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bipartisan legislation passed on Tuesday would repeal the Defense Marriage Act and enshrine marriage equity into federal law. The legislation was approved 267 to 157 in a House vote. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, is sounding the alarm on Democrats' continued spending during a time of inflation.
For the better part of a year, Our colleagues have been trying to cook up legislation that would make life harder for small businesses, attack affordable American energy, and hike income taxes on families in every single tax bracket. Apparently, for most Washington Democrats, spinning the country into deflation actually wasn't enough.
Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, won the Democrat primary Tuesday night. Van Hollen is seeking a second six-year term in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, you know, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the northeastern part of the U.S., the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, they've got over 500 vehicles, new and certified pre-owned, sitting right there ready for you to go at their dealerships. Now, don't forget, Crystal River, the flagship dealership in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus the Nissan and Acura dealership side by side, Florida Avenue in Tampa, are all there for you. And coming in about another month or so is going to be the all new Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida, on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. And that is going to be a place you're going to want to stop at. Now, don't forget, they're the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, too, get great care taking care of you. So, check them out online, MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the country. And joining us right now, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, and how about that baseball game last night?
Oh, heck of a game, man. You know, Giancarlo Stanton, he powers the AL to their ninth straight Major League Baseball All-Star Game win, Captain. It was a great game. local kid, Shane from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Shane McClanahan. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did the best he could. He had a rough outing. I mean, he faced some of the best hitters. And then got him an interesting game, you know. And it was 3-2 after the fourth inning, and then no more scoring after that. And I was kind of hoping for a tie score, Captain. And then we could have seen a first-time home run derby decide the winner instead of extra innings. But I didn't get my wish. That would have been an interesting way to see the game end. It was very interesting. AL manager Dusty Baker, you know, his son was drafted in the baseball draft the other night. So that was pretty neat for him. A lot of former Major League dads' kids were drafted the other night.
I saw Ken Griffey Jr. wandering around.
Oh, yeah, a lot of guys were there. Steve Garvey attended Chamberlain High School in Tampa, Florida, gave away the trophy to Giancarlo Stanton, being the most valuable player. So that was kind of cool. And it was just a good ball game. And I know the fans enjoyed it. L.A. put on a great show. Have to give them credit out there. And we'll see what the rest of the baseball season is going to bring for us. But what a neat story as far as Giancarlo Stanton. You know, he used to sit out there where he hit that home run.
Correct.
And watch the Dodgers play back in the day.
Yep.
So, kind of a story you fall back on that, Captain. Looking forward to the rest of the year and going to see what happens with baseball. I think the AL East might get a little tighter than people think. The Yankees are off to a great start, but we'll see what the rest has to bring for them, right, Captain?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say they're going to win it all yet. Do you agree with that, Captain?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to win it all just yet because there's a lot of things that could change.
Amen. Amen to that. Now, on a different kind of note, let's talk a little football, Captain, you and I. We've discussed the Deshaun Watson case up there in Cleveland, now that he's no longer with the Texans. It looks like he's going to probably get an 8-game suspension. Should he miss the whole year, or is 8 games the proper suspension? What's your thoughts on that, Captain?
I would not have been surprised if they did suspend him for the whole year. I would not have been surprised. But if 8 games is what they want to do and they all agree upon it, then so be it. That's half the season, of course.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And the caveat to that story, though, is are they going to trust Jacoby Brissett to be the starting quarterback for those first 8 games? Or are they going to try to pick somebody up? There is some rumor talk that Cam Newton would go play there. So we'll see what comes of that. More football news. Jimmy Garoppolo will be fully cleared by the middle of August, the 49ers say. So I'm curious what they're going to do with him. You know, they drafted the kid, Trey Lance, and they're saying he's going to be the starting quarterback. I'm curious if Garoppolo would head over to Cleveland. And there's been some speculation that maybe the, you know, Bucks would pick him up. It'd be a good fit to take over the baby. When he retires.
Yep.
So, what things going on? Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said that's what I've heard.
Yeah. We'll see if that comes to fruition or not. So, you know, that's going to be it. Now, you and I like talking some NASCAR. It looks like they're going to do a street race in Chicago. NASCAR, you and I always joke about go fast, go left, and that could be a little different. And I'd kind of like to see that, a little NASCAR instead of the Indy cars in the street race.
Well, it's called turn left, go fast, and you're right. And having a NASCAR race car out there in the street would be really something rather than the Indy car, because it'd be kind of like the street days when you're out there with your hot rod doing what you're doing.
Exactly. That's my point. You know, and obviously that you don't want to encourage that because it should be dangerous. But it'll be interesting to see up there, to say the least. And they'll have the day off in Major League Baseball today, Captain, and and they will start tomorrow. Speaking of the Yankees, they'll be doing a doubleheader out there, and that's what's going to occur there. They're going to be playing Houston Astros, and that could be your AL championship series coming up, to say the least. What could happen there, we will see.
Who are the Yankees playing out there, California?
Houston. They'll come in to Houston and play
the Astros. Oh, okay. All right.
The Houston Astros, the New York Yankees, doing it up here in the future. So, golf is pretty much going to lay low now. You'll have some tournaments going on, but that's going to be all the majors are gone now. We'll have some basketball talk, and it sounds crazy, Captain, but can you believe it? In about 1 month, hockey will be back in, preseason.
I heard that rumor.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it, how things just go by so quick. So, and for the bikers out there, Tour de France, it's still going on, going pretty strong, pretty neat out there for those guys racing in that. That's pretty much your up-to-date sports situation, Captain. I just wanted to come on and share that with everybody. I like doing the Monday, Wednesday, Friday program with you now. It's fantastic. And also, it's fantastic to help people out, our veterans, Captain, which I do every day, as well as the civilians with their insurance needs. And there's money I can save people if they give me the opportunity. But you have to give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Anything to do with insurance, give me a call. I can be of assistance to you. I'll look over the paperwork with you over a cup of coffee. We'll talk a little sports and see if we can save you some money. If we can, let's do it. If we can't, stay put. There's always next year to review. Medicare season will be coming up here pretty soon, Captain, before we know it. And anybody who's on Medicare A and B right now, I can put $148.50 back into your checking account. It is legit, and it's real. But, again, you have to call me. If you're on Medicare A and B, and you want to get more money on your Social Security check, it behooves you to give me a call at 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, that's 813-966-1052. Love to talk with you and see if I can save you some money and save you some money on your prescriptions, too, as well as putting more money in your Social Security check. So, very simple process. Give me a call. We'll sit down and see. It's 813-966-1052. Patrick Allen, Captain Matt Bruce, God bless you and the audience, and I'll talk to you Friday morning, sir.
All right. Stay out of trouble if you can. All right. Patrick Allen, everybody, the Sports Zone Insurance Quarterback. The Sports Zone is the name of the program. By the way, they have a Facebook page, The Sports Zone. Go over there and check it out. Their podcast is over there, too. So check them out and see what they got going on there. I'm sure you're going to like it. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be right back with more in Brandon Rhymes, the Consumer Quarterback.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our final segment here with Brandon Rimes from the Consumer Quarterback Show. The Consumer Quarterback himself is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, don't forget the fact that they are a Hunter Douglas dealer and the fact that they have parts. If you're in need, regardless of where you're at listening to me, of parts for your blinds, your shades, or your shutters, give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and see what they can do to help you out. They just might be able to help you out with what you need. All right, to the phone line we go. And we've got Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback. Good morning, Mr. Consumer QB.
Good morning, Captain. Thank you much.
Now, I want to say something here because I've got a report from the U.S. Commerce Department in my hands. And the report starts out like this. It says U.S. housing starts drop to the lowest level in 9 months, according to data released today by the U.S. Commerce Department. Forecasts were already low, considering building's been slowing due to a drop in affordability, but the poor numbers in today's report didn't even meet expectations. Permits for new projects dipped as well. While these numbers are weakening in the United States, this is also a global phenomenon. Supply chain issues for materials necessary for construction is a factor, so is a worsening general perception of the world economy. We could soon be seeing cuts in construction jobs, as well as jobs in related industries like steel. And there could be other negative downstream effects, like if home prices were to decline due to weaker demand and higher interest rates, that will cut into people's perceived net worth, which will worsen economic sentiment even more. What's more, fewer showings of homes, according to a survey of realtors, indicate that this trend won't be stopping anytime soon. This is all truly a vicious circle. What do you say?
Yeah, it is. And it's also the middle of summer, too. So a lot of people are, you know, a lot of home buyers are, you know, potentially kind of waiting. They're waiting it out to see what's going on with pricing. They're on vacation. They're just, and a lot of people are just uncertain, because our administration is, they're very difficult to read. You know, they're making mistakes left and right. They're more worried about wokeism than they are actual, you know, running the country the proper way. The Federal Reserve should have been cutting, raising interest rates rather, years ago instead of waiting so long to finally do it. And then there's also that looming, next rate hike coming up, about a point is what they're saying, another full point. So yeah, it's difficult for people to plan, and especially going back to housing starts, you know, you're talking about corporations here. You're talking about big builders, when the housing starts numbers change. So it's affecting the macro and the actual family. And the other thing that's hurting people is the ESG, which that's a whole nother, issue that would take a little bit longer to explain than the time we have here. But yeah, ESG is killing people also.
Now, July 19th, 2021 was an ominous date. Joe Biden came out and made a prediction during remarks at the White House about inflation. He said, and I quote, inflation would be temporary. Now, here we are a year and a day later. I don't see anything temporary about it. Do you?
No. And that's what they do. They lie. They manipulate numbers. They deceive and try to, you know, make your attention move somewhere else. But yeah, they're the ones at fault. They keep blaming all the other people that they can and making excuses. And they'd rather, again, just talk about wokeism and whatever else, you know, that takes the eye off of what they've done, what the mistakes that they've made, you know, killing the pipelines and things like that. So, yeah, it's a challenge, man. It's very difficult. Hopefully we all turn out in November and, you know, start taking our country back. I mean, we're literally, you know, we're at war here, and these people are killing us from the inside. It's an inside deal.
Yeah. Well, we do need to turn up at the polls, and we do need to take our country back. That's a no-brainer. Some people, of course, I think are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because they don't know what to think. They were hoping for things that were better. They're still holding out, hoping things will be better. But I just don't see it happening unless we, the people, send a clear and definitive message to this country and this government.
Right, yeah. We've got to stand up, and we've got to say, look, were we better under Trump or are we better under Biden? And it's a real simple answer. You know, you got so much better job turnout, you know, even minorities and the gas prices. So, yeah, you know, if you really ask yourself that, and you got to think about it, generational people that, you know, maybe their parents voted for Democrats and their grandparents voted for Democrats, but this Democratic Party is not the same party. These are the people worried about wokeism and all these radical policies, globalist. And, putting people against each other based on skin color. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Now you got about a minute, so go ahead and tell us how to get a hold of you. Give us all the context.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. I'm Brandon Rhymes. I own the Keller Williams team based in Florida, but we can help you nationwide with Keller Williams Realty. And I'm at 813-917-1894. Call or text 813-917-1894. And my radio and TV show information can be found at consumerqb.com. It's the Consumer Quarterback Show online at consumerqb.com. And we thank you very much, Captain.
All right, you take care, Brandon. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Likewise. Thank
All right.
you.
Brandon Rimes, everybody, the Consumer Quarterback. Now, joining us right now on the telephone line, we're going to get this started here in just a second. Let me get it back to Q. And joining us right now on the telephone line, you're going to want to hear this because you never know what's going to happen. Here is 60 Seconds with Todd.
For 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you kind of figured out Biden is a disaster. By the way, Jackie Robinson was a Republican, by the way. Okay, so you all start there. Jackie Robinson was a Republican. Praise God. You can't you're an idiot if you vote for a Democrat. Okay, Joe Biden's president. The guy should be fired for total incompetence. Okay, he's a national security risk. Okay, he's doubling down on stupidity. Okay, if you're a pilot, they retire you at 65. Okay, but Joe Biden could be 82 and walk around like a stumbling idiot and sell America out right there in front of everybody and nobody do anything about it. It's a disgrace to our country. Him being the president is a disgrace to our country. He didn't win anything. Okay, you put your kid in a baseball field and you yell at the umpire because he didn't call a ball or strike, and you lose the game, and this clown is in the White House, disgracing America, disgracing your kids, disgracing our military. 13 soldiers died. I didn't see Liz Cheney have a hearing on why 13 soldiers died and Valerie Jarrett put the stand down order. I didn't see no investigation in that. You're an idiot if you vote for a Democrat. Stand up and grow a backbone. And from outside of Mar-a-Lago, Donald, you should be walking around with a card with every Senate race, every House race, and every race in this country. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty. That's Todd in Tampa. And Todd calls in on a fairly frequent basis, so you get an opportunity to hear what he has to say when he says it. And a lot of people appreciate what he has to say, and some people don't. But we kind of balance it out there for everybody. And I'll tell you what, that's why we do what we do here in the program. It's all about America. It's not about me. It's not about any one particular person. It's about America and we the people and what we the people need to do to take our country back and keep America great. I don't know about you, but I don't want anything to do with socialism. Nothing at all. Just don't want anything to do with socialism. They can take their socialism and, well, never mind. I won't tell you because I'll get in trouble. But the thing of it is we have better fish to fry. We need to get this election right. We need to get out there. We need to get in the mix of this. We need to get the fight of fights get going here. Somebody said, well, can't we all just get along? Well, sure. But have you been able to get along with someone that's lost their mind and lost their way like most of these Democrats have? I don't think so. I don't think so. So the reason for the season is going to be one thing, taking our country back. We're going to take our country back in November. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. I'll see you all tonight on the radio.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.